Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman in for Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. O'Hare is expected to have its busiest Thanksgiving travel season on record. The Chicago Department of Aviation says nearly 2 million travelers will pass through O'Hare and Midway between today and next Monday. The peak travel day at both Chicago airports is expected to be Sunday. Meanwhile, drivers leaving tomorrow could have a tough time. A wind advisory is set to go into effect at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. Winds could gust out of the northwest up to 60 miles an hour at times, and that could combine with a half an inch of snow. The wind advisory is set to expire tomorrow night at 9. Several Illinois state agencies say President Trump's tariff policies are costing Illinoisans thousands of dollars more this year. Governor J.B. Pritzker earlier this summer directed the agencies to evaluate how the Trump administration's steep tariffs on countries like China and Canada are impacting Illinois' economic sectors. The Department of Employment Security found tariffs are costing the average Illinois household about $3,400 more this year, and unemployment claims are up 16%. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Health says hospitals on average will see expenses skyrocket, and food assistance and transit projects will be strained as tariffs continue to rise, the state says. In a statement, the governor's office says it will use these findings to, quote, guide mitigation efforts. HBO is premiering a new documentary tonight that looks at the making of the Super Bowl Shuffle. The rap song created by members of the 1985 Chicago Bears made waves at the time as the team declared themselves the best in the league despite the song coming out in the middle of the season. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout covered the 85 Bears. She says the song was the perfect storm.
People say Super Bowl Shuffle and you can picture it in your mind. William Perry, the refrigerator. You remember seeing the video of Walter Payton. And it's one of those things where they capture the moment at the right time with the right team, and it just reverberated throughout the country.
The documentary titled The Shuffle will feature interviews with several of the players who appeared in the music video, like Jim McMahon and Mike Singletary. It premieres at 8 o'clock tonight on HBO. You're listening to The Rundown. One way the federal government provides affordable housing is by subsidizing rent in buildings owned by private developers. That's the case at one building complex on Chicago's South Side, where wealthy out-of-state investors, one of them quite high profile, have collected millions of dollars in rent from the government. But some tenants say conditions there have become deplorable. My WBEZ colleague Amy Chin has more.
Right here, this had roaches and the bags are mold.
In Jasmine Duckett's two-bedroom apartment, she's got a roach infestation, the walls leak when it rains, and there's mold everywhere. She's got two boys, 2 and 6. The mold makes their asthma symptoms worse.
Gotta keep it cold in a sense, because the minute it gets a little bit muggy, you know, horrible on the asthma. My baby got nebulizers.
In the winter, she can't keep her place warm. She hasn't had heat for the past 3 years. Last year, her oldest caught pneumonia from the cold and had to go to the ER. She's tried repeatedly to get the building's owners to fix it.
I guess I'd have learned how to master through it, but I'm not even worried about it. I just know for a fact there's not gonna be no heat.
Duckett lives at Indian Trails Apartments. It's a three-building complex in West Pullman, and it's part of a housing department program where tenants pay one-third of their income for rent, and the federal government pays the rest. 8 years ago, the building's longtime owners sold it to a corporation named the Sausage King of Chicago LLC. It's a reference to a beloved 80s movie set here in Chicago, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Is there a problem?
You're Abe Froman.
That's right. I'm Abe Froman.
The Sausage King of Chicago.
Yeah, that's me.
As for the real Sausage King of Chicago, it isn't Ferris Bueller, or even Abe Froman. It's two real estate investors from California, Alan Smoloniski and Brian Chen. Under their ownership, tenants say conditions at Indian Trails are terrible. The building floods almost every time it rains. It smells like urine in the elevators. Property management is unresponsive, and the city is suing the owners for racking up dozens of building code violations. But it's not because Smoloniski or Chen lack the money for repairs. Smolinski is a part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers, a team valued at billions of dollars. Smolinski and Chen are linked to dozens of subsidized buildings across the country that have brought in more than $36 million in rental income from the government last year. And that's a business strategy, says Corey Lundeen, an attorney at the National Housing Law Project.
They're taking literally the federal government's money, foregoing maintenance and repairs, and allowing these properties to rot, and they're choosing not to invest in the property because they want to increase their profits.
This year, the Sausage King is set to sell Indian Trails to another wealthy California investor. Public records show the new buyer is planning to fully rehab the building. But a few years ago, promised renovations never happened, and tenants like Jasmine Duckett are skeptical. She spoke out about it at a recent city council hearing.
We're the ones still stuck getting water dropping off our heads from our ceilings, going to the hospital, in and out of urgent cares. You guys couldn't even imagine.
Neither Smolinski nor Chen responded to multiple requests for an interview, but they'll likely walk away from the sale of Indian Trails with a hefty profit. Smolinski, though, he says he and his wife aren't planning to hold on to their money.
We are going to give away almost everything.
That's Smolinski on a recent episode of the Going Big podcast.
We think the money can go back to society and make huge, huge differences.
Duckett, who was born and raised at Indian Trails, has some thoughts about the address where Smolinski can send some of that money.
221 251 East 121st Place and 121 41 South Indiana in Chicago to your people.
As for why, she doesn't mince any words.
I would appreciate it if he did invest the money back into the community that really does pay him, from the poorest side of Chicago to LA.
For now, Jasmine has heat, but her neighbors don't. So Jasmine is doing what she's done for the last three winters. That's taking out her space heaters and preparing for the cold. Amy Chin, WBEZ News.
Our weather forecast for tonight calls for rain switching to snow, with winds increasing to around 40 miles an hour at times. We're not expecting much snow accumulation, if any, overnight, with a low around 34. However, we could see half an inch tomorrow morning with snow showers along with really gusty winds. A wind advisory goes into effect at 3 a.m., lasts until 9 p.m. Wednesday. Winds could gust in some places up to 60 miles an hour, and with a daytime high only around 36, it will feel quite chilly. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.